دیگه ده 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 یه بهوی ده یه بکشی تو دیه نه 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 یه بهوی good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you to everyone who is already here. While you're here, let's go ahead and unmute our lines and take some time to use our heavenly language just to speak this morning. Yatabaka de bebehe tiana na 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 ya bohoya de bebekishi ti di bia na 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 ya bebehe da da ya bokoti de bebehe tiya da 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 ya bebehe ya de beheshe ti di bia na 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 ya de bohoya. Come on, let's pray together this morning. Yatabaka de bebehe tiya da 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 ya boho di bia na 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 ya de behe ba da ya
One.
bebekishi ti di bebehe
Two.
Ya da 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 yo boho ti ya na 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 ya boho ya de de ya da 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 yo boko ti ya da 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 ya de de biki ya da 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 yo boho ya de de behe ya da da ya beke ti ya da 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 ya boho ya. Father, we glorify your name this morning. Ya da de de behe de de biki ti ya da 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 ya boho ya. Bless your name, Lord God. Ya da baha ya de beke de ti ya na 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 ya boho ya. Da da ya beheshe ti ya na 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 ya boho ya. For those just joining, come on in. Ya da da ba kati de behe ya da 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 ya behe ya. Go ahead and lift up your voice. Use your heavenly language this morning. Ya da ba ha de di bi ya na 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 ya boho ya. De de beke ti de behe ya. Da da ba da do boko ti ya na 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 ya boho ya. De de beke ti de bi ya na 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 ya behe ya. Ha ya de de behe ti ya da da na ya boko de de behe ya. De de beke ti de ya da 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 ya. Biya da da ye beheshe ti ya na 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 ya boko ya. De de beheshe ti de behe ya. Da 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 ba ha ye behe ya. De di a da da ba ka ta de behe. De di di ya na 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 ya boko. A ya de de behe ti de ya na na ya boko. Ba da 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 ya boko. Da da ba ha she ti de behe ke ti ya da 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 ya. Glory de de behe she de di ya na 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 ya boko. De di ya da 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 ya. Ba da ba ha na na ya boko. Da da ba ha de behe. Da da ya de behe she de di ya na 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 ya boko. Da ba ha de behe ya. Ya ta ba ba ya boko ya. Da da ba ya de behe ti ya na 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 ya boko de behe ya. Ya da ya de behe. Da 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 ye behe ba da da ye boho ti na 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 ye boho ba di ya da 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 ye beki ti na 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 ye boho ma de behe she ti de beke ya. Father, we give you glory this morning. We bless your name, Lord God. Early this morning, will we seek thee, Lord God? Glory to your name, Lord God. Bless your name, Lord God. Yadabakatia de Behia. Dada, Yadabahishitia, and Ananaya de Bohoya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. We give honor to your name this morning, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. For there is none like you, Father, and not one who compares to you. And we give you glory this morning, Lord God. We give you glory this morning, Lord God. We give you glory this morning, Lord God. We bless your name, Father. We set our attention and our affection toward you this morning, God. We've risen early this morning, Lord God. You've called us to this place of prayer. And we are here, God, not under obligation, but because it is a privilege and an honor, to come before the throne of grace, God. And so we're here, Father, offering you glory, offering you our adoration, offering you our praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. This morning we are praying for fathers. But before we can pray for our natural fathers and the fathers that we are connected to, we have to take a moment to worship you as our Father. And so we take a moment to give you glory this morning. You are a good, good Father. There is not one that is like you. And so we take a moment this morning just to honor you. We take a moment to look toward you, to tell you how much we love you. You don't have to unmute, but just take a moment just to express to God just how much you love him, how much you appreciate him as your father, how much you care for him, how much you adore him. Hallelujah. We give you glory this morning, God. We thank you for being such a good father to us. We thank you, Father, for the way that you love us, Father. We thank you for the way that you care for us, Father. We thank you for the way that you attend to us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for even the way that you pursue us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you tell us that if we seek you, Father, we will find you. We thank you, Father, that there is nothing that we can do that you don't supersede, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have adopted us into your family, that even when we were sinners, you loved us, God, and that you've adopted us into the family of God. We thank you, Lord, for the measure of your love. We thank you, Father, for the weight of your love, God. We thank you for the depth of your love, God. We thank you for the width of your love, God. We thank you for fathering us the way that you do, God. We thank you, Lord, that there is not another being that cares for us the way that you do. There is not another being that loves us the way that you do, God. We thank you for shepherding us. We thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you for protecting us, God. We thank you for caring for us, God. We thank you, Father, that you are before us and behind us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you don't leave us and you don't forsake us, God. We thank you, Father, that we are never by ourselves, God, that we are never alone, God. We thank you that in you we find our identity, God. In you we find our purpose, God. In you we find our life, God. We thank you, Father, for just the way that you care for us. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you father us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for every good gift that you give us. We thank you, Father, for every way that you make for us, God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you have provided for us, God. We thank you, Lord, for every way that you have shaped us, Father, that you have cultivated us, that you have cared for us, God, for the way that you have groomed us, or the way that you have grown us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we wouldn't be who we are without you. We couldn't create ourselves. We can't create a day. Everything that we have is because of you. Everything that we're able to do, every capacity that we have, every ability that we have, every talent that we have is because of you. And so we thank you, Lord, for how richly you bless your children. Thank you, Father. You are such a good God. And we thank you. As we're praying for fathers this morning, Lord, we take a moment to thank you for the fathers that we are connected to, whether they be our natural fathers, whether they be a stepfather, an adopted father, a godfather, whether they be the father of our children, whether they be spiritual fathers, however we're connected to them, God, we take a moment to thank you for the fathers that you have placed in our lives, for the fathers that you have connected us to. We thank you, Father, for their lives. We thank you for the gifts that you have given us, the gifts that you have given to the earth through them, Father. We thank you for each and every one of them. We thank you, Father, for the gifts that they bring. We thank you for the personalities that they bring. We thank you for the care that they bring, the love that they bring, Father. We thank you for everything about them. We thank you, Lord, for the journey that you have brought them along in their life, God. We thank you for the fathers that we are connected to, God, and we cover them this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you would touch each one of them from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus. As they're coming and going, we pray, Father, that you would place a hedge of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their hearts this morning, God. We pray, Father, for any heart of a father, God, that may be riddled with unsubmitted burdens, that may be heavy because they're carrying too much. We pray for their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, and we cover their hearts, Lord, and we pray, Father, that you would help them, Father, to unload their hearts to you, Father, to put their trust in you, that they wouldn't lean to their own understanding, God, but that in all their ways they would acknowledge you, Father, that they would take on the burden of Jesus, the burden that is light and is not heavy. I pray, Father, we pray, Lord, for their hearts, Lord, that they would no longer be burdened and heavy laden with burdens that have not been submitted to you. But I pray, Father, that they would begin to submit the burdens to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that their hearts would no longer be heavy, Lord, and even their physical conditions would begin to change because they're no longer carrying burdens that they are no longer carrying burdens in the way that they're not supposed to carry them, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We also cover their emotional state, Lord. We understand that some men are very in touch with their emotions and that there are others who are not. And so we pray, Father, that wherever they find themselves along the spectrum, God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch them in their emotional and even in their mental state, Father. For those that have been exhausted with trying to do things on their own, for those who have been exhausted with trying to manage too many things, for those who have been exhausted with trying to figure things out on their own, I pray, Father, that you would touch them, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you would reassure them, that you would remind them that they are fathered as well, that you are their father and you take care of your children. And I pray, Father, that they would begin to open up to you. I pray, Lord, that you would unveil to them the spaces that they can be completely vulnerable with you. I pray, Lord, that you would reveal to them the spaces where they can come and share and pour out everything that they have within them. And I pray, Father, that as they find themselves humbled in worship to you, as they find themselves bowed before you, God, that you would pour out your spirit upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. That I pray, Father, that your spirit, as it comes upon them, Father, will begin to regulate their emotions, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that as your spirit comes upon them, God, that it will begin to untangle all that is happening in their minds, Father, that it will begin to unravel everything that has become complicated, everything that has been too complex in their minds, Father. I pray that it will begin to be unraveled, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you, Father, would help them, Lord, to walk in a regulated state, Lord, that they would not be so riddled with emotions, even if they don't articulate them, Father. But I pray, Lord, that you would help them to sort through, that you would help them to navigate, that you would help them to manage, Father, in the name of Jesus. I even pray, Father, for those, I pray, Lord, that you would help us as we are looking toward fathers. There are some of us who don't have the best experience with fathers, whether it be our own natural father or the father of our child. And in this moment, I want to take a moment for us to repent for any language that we have spoken against fathers. In frustration, in anger, because of different things that have happened. We repent, God, for every word curse that we might have said out of our own mouths toward fathers. We repent, Father, for every negative word that we've said about a father, however we are connected to them, whatever might have happened. We repent, Father, for the way that we used our words to speak against a father. And we pray, Father, that you would bless them, God. We pray, Lord, that you would even help us to speak well of them, no matter what the situation is. I pray, Father, that you would begin to line our lips with words with positive words, God. I pray that you would line our lips with words of affirmation, that you would line our lips with words of encouragement, that you would line our lips with words of truth in the name of Jesus, that we not speak out of frustration, but we speak in the truth of who they are, how you created them to be, who you've called them to be in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, as we continue to pray for fathers, I pray, Lord, for the restoration of fathers. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for the restoration of the voice of fathers, where they have become silent, where some have stopped speaking because they have not felt their words to be valued anymore. I pray, Lord, that the voice of fathers be restored in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that they would speak in confidence, that they would speak with authority, that they would speak with wisdom. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, give us ears to hear what the fathers are saying as they speak in alignment with your word. I pray, Father, for the restoration of the hand of the Father in the name of Jesus, the hand of correction, the hand of guidance. Lord, we understand that we see in your word that correction comes because of love. Correction is grounded in love. The foundation of correction is love. And so I pray, Lord, that we would see the restoration of the hand of the Father, that we would sense the correction coming from the Father, that we would sense the guidance coming from the fathers, where they have backed up in this area, where they have taken a back seat in this area and allowed others to lead. I pray, Lord, that the hand of the fathers be restored in the name of Jesus. Lord, we understand that your word tells us that whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. And so we need the discipline that comes from fathers. We need the correction that comes from fathers. We need the guidance that comes from fathers. We need the instruction that comes from fathers. And so we're praying this morning that the hand of the fathers be restored in the name of Jesus. We're also praying for lineage and legacy to be restored, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Father, that you would wash the eyes of fathers where it may have been thought that legacy was about money, where it might have been thought that legacy was about the stuff that could be passed down, where it might have been thought that legacy was even about how large the family is. I pray, Lord, that you would wash the eyes of the Father, that they would begin to understand what true legacy is. We see in your word, God, that it says that in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence and his children will have refuge. And so I'm praying, Father, that our fathers their eyes would be washed and they would see that the legacy, the safety that they can provide for their children is in the fear of the Lord. I pray, Father, that they would understand that legacy is in them passing down the history that they have with you, that them passing down the instruction of the Lord, and them passing down even the testimony of the family. I pray, Lord, that their eyes would be washed and that they would begin to really sow into their children, that they would really begin to sow in what in the way of things that will actually count. I pray, Father, that discipline will be sown, but also that heritage will be sown, that heritage of relationship with you, of who you are, of what you've done in the family and how you will continue to move in the family. Even legacy with identity, with regard to identity, I pray that that be passed down. God, I'm praying, Lord, that you would help our fathers to redefine what legacy and lineage is according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus, and that they would no longer exhaust themselves by trying to provide everything, God, but that they would rest in what you have provided to them and passing that along to their children in the name of Jesus. I'm also praying, Father, we're also praying this morning for the restoration of the presence of fathers in the name of Jesus, where they have been absent, where they have just been out of place. I pray, God, that you would cause fathers to step back into their place in the name of Jesus, that they would take their place and be present, God. We understand that it is not just about what can be provided. It is not just about what can be done, but presence makes a difference. And so I'm praying, God, in every area, in every facet, that presence will be prioritized in the name of Jesus. I'm also praying, Father, for boldness to be restored in our fathers. I'm praying for boldness to be restored in our fathers. I'm praying for boldness to be restored in our fathers. I'm praying, God, that they would speak boldly, God, that they would walk boldly, God, that they would guide boldly, that they would correct boldly, that they would fully step into who they are, into who you created them to be, into who you've called them to be, God, and walk in boldness, but not boldness that is about being loud, not boldness that's about being controlling, not boldness that is about being a tyrant, but boldness that is grounded in humility, boldness that is grounded in dependence on you, Father. I pray that the more they lean, the stronger they are. I pray that the more they lean, the bolder they are, God. I pray that the more they lean, the more that they can speak with confidence in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for a boldness that is grounded in you, God, a boldness that is confident in who they are in you, a boldness that knows that they have backing in you. I'm praying, Father, for boldness to be restored in our fathers in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we even come to this part of our prayer, Lord, we just call for fathers to arise and step forward. We call for fathers to arise and step forward. We call for fathers to arise and step forward. Will you say that? You don't have to unmute, but will you say, we call for fathers to arise and step forward. We understand, God, that there is so much value in the fathers that you have placed in our lives, that you have connected us to, and we call for them to arise and to step forward where they have backed down, where they have backed away. We call for them to arise and step forward where they have been riddled with insecurity, where they may even be riddled with regret and shame. We call for them to arise and step forward in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would touch each of them, God, wherever they are in this moment, and that they will feel the push, that they would feel the wind to step forward, to step into place, to take their seat, to walk in their office. I pray, Father, that the fathers would begin to arise and step forward, and that we would see the impact in our families, that we would see the impact in our homes, that we would see the impact in the body of Christ as the fathers arise and step forward, as they arise and step forward. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father, for just the order that you've set into place. We thank you, God, for the value that we find in fathers. We thank you for what they bring in presence, God. We thank you for what they bring in correction, God. We thank you for their voices. We thank you, Father, for what they bring in legacy and lineage, God. We thank you for what they bring in love, what they bring in compassion, what they bring in affection, God. We thank you for what they bring, God, in wisdom. We thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. If there are any apostles, prophets that would like to come forward, if there's anything that the Lord has said that you want to share, please feel free to come forward at this time. Amen. If there is anyone here, anyone else that has anything that you want to share, anything that the Lord might have spoken to you during prayer or anything that you are sensing or any testimony that you want to share, feel free to come forward at this time.
Praise and peace. This is Brittany on the line, and I would like to share how God has really blessed me. I was currently found with tumors inside my heart. But just as Monday, when the cardiologist called back, he told me that those tumors were benign. So I'm very excited and thankful for God for that.
Come on. We bless God. Come on. Talking about notable testimonies, we bless God. We are so grateful to God for just being able to witness this miracle. We bless God. Thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anyone else that wants to share this morning? Amen. If there be no one else, we're going to go ahead and, sorry, did I hear somebody get ready to say something? Okay, maybe not. If there be no one else, we'll go ahead and conclude. Before we conclude, though, just a reminder that all of the recordings that are available for 60 for 60 can be found on the St. Miami website. So you can either go to stmiami.com/60for60, that's 60 F-O-R-60, or you can go to stmiami.com, click on more in the navigation bar, and then select 60 for 60. So there are two ways that you can get to them. The first is stmiami.com/60for60, and the second one is you can go to stmiami.com, click more in the navigation bar, and then navigate down or to select 60 for 60. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We look forward to hearing you back here at noon. This afternoon. Until then, more grace.
More grace.